Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
An angler in a canoe fishing on the Kenai Peninsula has just caught a small northern pike. He kills it, not because he plans to eat it, but because pike are an introduced and unwanted fish in this part of the state. Alaskans are working to eradicate these invasive pike on the Kenai. Pike in their native range coexist with salmon and trout in many of the big interior Alaska river drainages. So what's the problem with pike on the Kenai? Pike are ambush predators, darting from weed beds to catch unsuspecting prey. In habitat without weedy, slow-moving water, pike are less efficient predators. Deep or fast-flowing water serves as a refuge for prey. South Central Alaska has a lot of shallow vegetated lakes and streams that for thousands of years have served as nurseries for juvenile trout and salmon, fish that evolved without large, top-of-the-food-chain predators like pike. On the Kenai, invasive northern pike have completely eliminated native rainbow trout, Dolly Varden, and juvenile coho salmon from many lakes in the Soldotna Creek drainage. Pike wiped out Arctic char and rainbow trout in Stormy Lake. Smaller pike feed heavily on juvenile salmon and trout, and when that runs out, they shift to stickleback, sculpins, frogs, and mice. Once the richest sources of food are depleted, pike growth stunts, and a lot of small and hungry pike are the rule. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.